See, living the extraordinary life.
我今天题目的标题是过卓越的生活。
Extraordinary life. I like that word, extraordinary.
我喜欢这个字。
Made up of two words, right?
有两个字组成。
Not just ordinary, but extraordinary.
不只是平凡普通，而是超越的。
Yeah, not just the average, not just the same old, same old.
不是普普通通，一成不变的。
I remember running into someone and I asked him, "How's it going?"
我记得有一次遇到一个人，我问他说，你怎么样啊？
He said, it's going.
他说，就那样吧。
I said, oh,Everything okay? How are you?
我问他你好不好啊？
He said, surviving.
他说，哎，活着吧。
Now, let's be honest. Sometimes we all fall into that trap, right?
诚实地说，我们常常也会这样。
We kind of find ourselves like that, living the same old from day to day to day.
我们会发现自己也是这样。日子一成不变地过着。
I hope today you will hear God saying to us, No, it's not supposed to be like that.
我希望今天能够听到神对我们说，不是这样，我们应该。
Because God is with us, He is here with us, He lives in us.
因为神就在这里，神与我们同在。
And our lives should be anything but ordinary.
我们的生活不应该是平常普通。
So today I want us to look at a very important event that took place in the life of God's people.
今天我们来看一些经文，讲到一个重大的事情发生了。
And because of what happened, God's people that were very ordinary like you and I, they experienced extraordinary power.
因为这件事情的发生，那些平常的人就像我们一样，却经历了不平常的能力。
I want to talk to you about the story of Pentecost, the coming, the day when the Holy Spirit came to us.
我想跟大家讲，五旬节的故事。那一天，圣灵降临，能力降下。
Because of what happened on that day, the world was never the same.
从那天开始，世界不再一样了。
So let's look at today's passage.Acts 2, 1 to 6, and then 36 to 41.
我们来看以下的经文，使徒行传二章一到六节，三十六到四十一节。
If we could read the first portion in English and then the second portion in Chinese.
我们用英文来读第一段，用中文来读第二段。
Okay, let's all stand and read the word of God together. Verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken.
以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其他使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。”就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并且在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说：你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
是。来，先。 May God bless reading of His Word. You may be seated. Here's my outline for today's message. I want to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about His presence in our life. And I want to remind us the purpose of God giving us His Holy Spirit. Number one, the Holy Spirit is the power source of our life.
第一点，圣灵是我们生命中能力的源泉。
Next slide. Okay, let's look at what happened here. I want you to notice the words that I highlighted.
我们看看到底发生了什么，请大家注意那些黄色标记的字。
There, on that day, something happened. There was wind, there was fire.
那一天有些事情发生了，有风又有火。
But have you noticed the scripture writer how he described what happened?
大家有没有注意到这个作者是如何描述发生的事情呢？
He used words like sounded like wind.
他描述说好像一阵大风。
And what appeared to be fire?
好像是风。
What does that tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢?
That the scripture writer, he could not even describe what happened.
这告诉我们圣经的作者他没有办法形容发生的事。
You know, today we spend a lot of time and energy discussing, even debating on exactly what happened that day.
今天我们花很多的时间与精力来讨论到底那一天发生了什么事。
Because we're all curious, right?
因为我们很好奇。
But if we were to do that, we would miss the point.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就错失重点了。
The point is in verse 4.
重点在于第四节。
Where something so powerful happened that only the Spirit of God could do.
只有圣灵才能产生的果效。
These people, the Bible tells us, they weren't just babbling.They were speaking in other languages that they had previously not known.
这些人并不是胡言乱语，而是他们讲述别国的话语，是他们从前并不知道的。
And that's why when all people from all over the nation gathered together and heard their own language, they were shocked.
这就是为什么那些人听到各国的言语，他们很吃惊。
They realized these were uneducated people. There was no way they could have.Speaking the language of other parts of the world.
这些人都是没有受过教育的，他们不可能来讲述其他国家的言语。
They were able to do things that ordinary people could not do.
他们现在能做平常的人不能做的事情。
It was very evident that God was working there.
这个很明显是神的能力在工作。
Look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus said.
我们来看使徒行传一章八节，耶稣说
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Right here, Jesus was implying the fact that there would be no power without the Spirit.
在这里，耶稣想指明的是，没有圣灵就没有能力。
Unless the Spirit came down, the disciples would not have any power to do what Jesus asked them to do.
除非圣灵降临，有能力给他们，耶稣的门徒是没有力量来做神让他做的事情的。
Brothers and sisters, I believe we all want to do great things for God.
我相信弟兄姐妹们都想为神做大事。
I believe we all want our church True Light to be True Light for Jesus Christ.
我相信我们都想让我们的真光教会真的成为世界的光。
But let's remember, we cannot do all that without the power of the Holy Spirit.
但我们要知道没有圣灵的大能，我们是没有办法做到的。
Without God's power, that's just not an option for Christian life.
如果没有圣灵的能力，我们是没有这样的选择的。
You know, I recently bought a car.
我最近买了一辆车。
My last car was 23 years ago when my wife and I got married. It was a wedding gift from my in-law.
我前面一辆车是我23年前与我太太结婚时的礼物，是我的岳父岳母送给我们的。
I drove 300,000 miles.
我开了30万里。
So, this is 23 years ago, right? This car is 23 years old. So I just bought a new car.
这个车23年前，那么现在我买了另外一辆新车。
And let me tell you, I was so surprised by the different kind of options that I could have these days. 23 years, all these new options came up in my car.
我很吃惊地看到23年后有这么多的选择，在选择车的时候。
I have these options, I'm going to show you, okay?
我有以下的选择。
All-wheel drive.
四轮驱动。
How many of you have that option in your car, right? Yeah, you need it here, right? Yeah, all-wheel drive, very important. How about the next one? What's that? What is that?Backup camera, right? The camera at the back. This is very important for those of you who have little ones.
那个是内置摄像头，是对我们倒车的时候很有用，特别是有小孩子的。
23 years ago, no way. There was nothing like this. This was so good. How about the next option?
下面一个选择。
Hybrid.
是混合动力车。
Yeah, save gas, save money.
省油又省钱。
How about this next one? My favorite, Bluetooth.
下面一个是蓝牙。
Right? It's amazing that when I don't even have to pick up my phone, somebody call me, I could just talk when I drive.
当有人打电话给我的时候，我不需要来拿电话就可以接听了，很惊奇。
There are more cool options. Let's keep looking.
还有很多更酷的选择。
Cool rims.
漂亮的轮圆。
How about next one? Spoiler!
在后面的扰流板。
How about this next one? Eyelashes!
还有眼睫毛的。
That's a little extra for me. How about this next one? Very good. What is that? Apple Play, right?
苹果播放器。
Yeah, that means, your car can read everything on your Apple phone.So many options, so many cool options for us.
很多非常酷的选择。
But have you noticed that when it comes to cars, one option is never the engine. Let's look at this next one. Right?
你是否注意到，当我们在选择车的时候，从来没有一个选择是引擎。
Can I buy a car without engine, please? No way.
我不可能买一辆没有引擎的车。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit is like the engine of our life. It's like the engine of our church.
同样，圣灵就像我们车的引擎一样，是我们教会的引擎。
Would you agree? Amen? Can I hear amen?
大家同意吗？
But would you agree with me that very often in the life of God's people, we do not function...in a way that as if we really need the engine.
大家是否也同意，在很多时候，我们神的子民并没有显现出我们有圣灵的一种表现。
Oh yes, we have very cool options in our lives.
的确，我们有很多很美好的选择。
In the church, we need the best lighting.
在教会里，我们有最好的灯光。
We need the best music.
我们有最好的音乐。
We have so many options in our lives.
在我们生活当中有很多选择。
But we push our car wherever we go.
但是我们随处随在却自己推着车。
And the worst thing about that is many of us, we don't even notice it. We treat it like normal Christian life.
最糟糕的是我们并不意识到这一点，我们把它当作生活的常态。
Dr. A.W. Tozer said this about the Christian church. If the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do would go on, and no one would know the difference.
托泽博士这样说，如果今天圣灵离开了教会，我们95%的活动还会继续进行，甚至没有人知道会有什么不同。
That's a very sad truth.
这是个可悲的事实。
But God doesn't want us to live like this.
神并不想让我们这样的活着。
God wants us to experience His power.
神想让我们经历他的能力。
Like the disciples of that time.
就像那时候耶稣的门徒
They were ordinary people. Peter, remember when Jesus was arrested, Peter was so scared he denied Jesus.
记得彼得他就是一个很普通的人当耶稣被捕的时候他很怕
And the disciples, they weren't even better than that. When Jesus was arrested, it says they all fled for their lives.
门徒也没好到哪里去当耶稣被抓的时候他们四散逃离
But when the Spirit came upon them, the Bible tells us they became strong, they became courageous, even giving up their lives for Jesus.
但圣灵降临的时候，他们变得有力量，他们变得不再害怕，他们甚至愿意为神献出生命。
And God used these people to turn the world upside down.
神使用这些人将世界翻转。
But I want to point out to you something very important that they did.
我想给大家指出一件很重要的事情他们所做的
Acts chapter 1 verses 13 to 14 it says when the disciples gathered together they went upstairs to the room where they were staying and they all joined together constantly in prayer
在使徒行传一章13-14这样说他们进了城就上了所住的一间楼房他们都同心合意地恒切祷告。
And it was there as they were praying and praying and praying, the Spirit of God, that God's power came upon them.
就是在那里，在他们不断的祷告当中，神的灵降临。
What's the relationship between prayer and God's power?
在能力与祷告之间到底是什么关系呢？
Because when we pray, we're saying to God, God,I can't do this on my own.
当我们祷告的时候，我们跟神说：“主啊，我们没有办法靠我们自己做到这样。”
God, I need your help. God, I need your power in my life.
我需要你的帮助，我需要你的能力。
It is said that the greatest church in America is Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York City.
据说在美国最棒的教会是纽约市的布鲁克林。
A lot have been said about this church. It's a big church with great pastors.
很多人有讲述这个教会，这个教会有很好的牧师。
And it has a famous choir.
有一个非常有名的诗班。
I actually witnessed this choir singing when I was in Chicago. 200 some people, and it was amazing. It was awesome. They were so good.
我有曾经在芝加哥的时候在现场听过他们的献唱有200多人一起来唱诗赞美主
And this church every Sunday they would gather there would be people giving testimonies of God's miraculous power in their lives
每个周日人们聚集在一起来讲述神在他们生命当中的大能
Every Sunday you would go to their church and you would hearTestimonies of marriages being restored.
每个周日，你在那个教会可以听到婚姻被重建的见证。
You will hear stories of a prodigal son returning home.
你会听到浪子回头的故事。
You will hear miracles happen in their ordinary life.
你可以听到奇迹在他们平常的生活当中发生。
The pastor of this church, Pastor Jim Cimbala, he said, "What made this church so great?" Is not its pastors.
这个教会的牧师Cimbala 他这样说，这个教会之所以这么棒，并不是因为它的规模。
It's not because it's preaching.
也不是因为它的讲道。
It's not even the choir.
也不是因为它的诗班。
He said the secret is not on Sunday morning.
他说秘密并不在星期日的早晨。
The secret is on Tuesday night.
秘密是在周二的晚上。
Anybody want to take a guess what happened on Tuesday night?
大家想猜一下周二发生什么事吗？
Prayer meeting, that's right.
祷告会。
Even though it starts at 7 p.m. It says,
虽然祷告会是七点钟开始。
It says by 5:30, there were people lining up, long lines, even circling the block, trying to get into this prayer meeting.
七点钟的祷告会，五点半就有人排长队，甚至转弯，在那个街道上排队等着进入。
What made this church so great?
到底是什么使这个教会是这么棒的教会呢？
Because it's filled with people who believe that they could not do what God wanted them to do unless God's power is in them.
是因为这个教会的人，他们相信没有神，他们就做不了什么。他们相信只有神的能力在他们中间才能行事。
Pastor Jim Cimbala said this, Does anyone really think that America today is lacking preachers, books, Bible translations, neat doctrinal statements? What really lack is the passion to call upon the Lord until He opens the gates of heaven and shows Himself powerful.
辛巴的牧师曾经这样说过，我们真会认为今天美国所缺乏的是传道人、书籍、圣经翻译和教义条文吗？我们真正缺乏的是向神呼求的热忱，直到他打开天堂，将他的能力显明。
May we have that passion as well.
希望我们也有这样的热忱。
May we say to God, God, we cannot do it. We cannot live the Christian life unless we have your power in our life.
让我们也这样向神说，我们需要你的能力。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at number two, the presence.Of God, the Holy Spirit resides in every believer.
让我们看第二点，神的同在，圣灵住在每一个信徒之间。
Pentecost was the day when the Holy Spirit came to dwell in the believers.
五旬节就是圣灵降临的那一天，圣灵住在圣徒里面。
Which marks the beginning of a new way that now God will relate to His people.
这标志了神以一种崭新的方式与他的子民相交。
Look at some verses here about this. Jeremiah 33, it says, The days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel. I will put my law in their mind and I will write it on their heart.
我们看一下下面的经文，耶利米书31章31节到33节。日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
Next verse, Ezekiel chapter 11, and I will give them one heart and a new spirit I put in them.
以西结书十一章十九到二十节，我要使他们有合一的心，我也要将心灵放在他们里面。
See, prior to Pentecost, God would visit His people.
在五旬节之前，神会造访他的子民。
But after Pentecost, God would live within His people.
五旬节之后，神住在人的里面。
Yes, in the Old Testament, God's people would experience God's presence, but only momentarily.
在旧约的时候，神的子民也会同样经历神暂时的同在。
I want you to notice the prayer of David in Psalm chapter 51.
我想让大家看一下。大卫的祷告在诗篇五十一章十一节。
It says, "Do not cast me from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me."
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
See, that's the typical prayer of an Old Testament believer.
这是旧约时人们典型的祷告。
I have another example for you from the Old Testament.
我在旧约里面还有另外一个例子给大家。
The story of Samson.
就是参孙的故事。
Samson was a man anointed by God.
参孙是被神所膏抹的人。
He was chosen by God. He was set apart by God.
他是被神所拣选，被神所分开的人。
However, at the end, Samson one time he walked away from God and he woke up and found himself surrounded by the Philistines.
很可惜，在最后的时候，参孙他。走开了。当他醒来，他发现 非利士人围绕着他。
But he thought to himself, I'm no big deal because this has happened before.
他说没关系，这以前也发生过。
Look at this verse. Samson said, I will go out as other times and I will shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
参孙这样说，我要像前几次出去活动身体，他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
Yes, God's people in the Old Testament, they would experience God's power, but not always.
是的，在旧约的时候，神的子民也会经历神的能力，但并不是总是。
But look at the New Testament. Jesus promised his disciples, John chapter 14, and I will ask the Father,And he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. For he lives with you and will be in you.
我们看一下新约里面，耶稣应许他的门徒，在约翰福音14:16-17，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
That means, brothers and sisters, we have, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit in us at this moment.
弟兄姐妹们，这就意味着圣灵就在我们住在我们中间。
Forever.
永远的。
But would you agree with me that many Christians, including us, sometimes we live as if the Holy Spirit never came.
大家是否也同意，很多的基督徒，包括我们在内，常常会觉得好像圣灵没有住在我们里面一样。
You know, sometimes we're not paying attention to what we're praying, and we pray, Holy Spirit, come, come, Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们没有注意，在我们祷告的时候，我们会这样说：圣灵，求你来。
But the Holy Spirit is probably thinking, Who do you think I am?I am here right now. I have always been here.
圣灵可能这样说，你以为我是谁？我一直都在这里。
We don't need to ask the Spirit to come.
我们并不需要请求圣灵来。
But we do need to acknowledge that He is there.
我们需要承认他就在这里。
And we need to let Him control us.
我们需要让他来掌管我们。
Ephesians 5:18 says, Do not get drunk on wine.Which leads to debauchery, instead be filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书5:18这样说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Right, to be filled with the Spirit means to let Him have control.
被圣灵充满就意味着我们要让圣灵来掌管我们。
And I like here that Paul used the analogy of getting drunk on wine.
我喜欢用保罗的比喻，他用醉酒做这样的比方。
Now, I've never gotten drunk before.
我没有醉过酒。
Anybody? No, don't raise your hand. Okay. When a person gets drunk, something takes over in his life.
当有人喝醉的时候，有一些另外的能力控制他了。
We say he is, that person is under the influenceOf alcohol.
我们说这个人是在酒精控制之下。
The officer says, "Walk in a straight line."
警察会这样说，走直线。
It's weird. Usually he can walk a straight line, but now he can't. He is drunk.
很奇怪，他以前是可以这样做，但现在他就没法做到了。
Before he can't control his legs, but now another power is controlling his legs.
以前他是可以控制他的腿的，可是现在另外一种能力却控制了他。
In the same way, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, He controls our lives.
同样的，被圣灵充满就是圣灵来掌管我们的生命。
We no longer walk the same way.
我们不再走同样的路。
We no longer talk the same way.
我们也不再讲同样的话。
This verse, right, it keeps on saying, the Holy, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit.
以弗所书5:18-19也是这样说，要被圣灵充满，应当用诗章、颂歌、 颂词灵歌，彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Have you noticed that when we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, we speak a different language here? Have you noticed that?
你会不会注意到，当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们讲的话很不一样。
We begin to speak the words of life.
我们会讲有生命的话。
Words of comfort.
安慰的话。
Words of encouragement.
鼓励的话。
Words of peace and reconciliation. This is language of God.
和平使人和睦的话，这是神的言语。
It is so important to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
非常的重要，我们要被圣灵来掌管。
But what is the opposite of being controlled by the Holy Spirit?
那么与圣灵掌管相对应的是什么呢？
When we demand control of our lives.
当我们自己要掌控自己的生活。
Any control freaks here?
这儿有没有控制狂？
Right, you know control freaks. You know those people who need just control in every area of their life.
控制狂就是人会在每一个地方都想来控制。
Everything must go his or her way.
每一件事情都要按着他的方式进行。
I recently heard a really good definition of a control freak.
我最近听到一个非常好的定义，对控制狂的定义。
Control freak means when I am not in control, I freak out.
这个意思就是说，当我没有掌控的时候，我就吓坏了。
And those of you perfectionists, you know what I mean, right?
我们要是有完美主义者会知道那是什么意思。
We freak out when things are out of our control.
当我们自己没法控制，没有控制的时候，我们会吓坏了。
Many of us are control freaks.
我们有很多都是控制狂。
But that's the opposite of being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
那是与圣灵掌控相反的。
Because when we want the Spirit to fill us in a way, we're saying, God, I give up control. I want you to control.My life.
当我们想被圣灵充满的时候，我们是把我们的主权交给神，说主啊，你来掌控我的生命，我把我的主权交托于你。
Because you are God, because you are greater, and because you know better.
因为你是神，你是最大的，你知道什么是最好的。
I'm sure there are areas in our life where we have not given over control to the Holy Spirit.
我相信在我们的生命当中还有很多的地方我们没有把主权交给神。
May we acknowledge that the Spirit of God is living within us.
让我们来承认圣灵是住在我们里面的。
And may we learn to give over control to the Holy Spirit.
帮助我们让我们能够把主权交托给圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at number three. The purpose of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to glorify Jesus.
圣灵在我们生命当中的目的是要荣耀耶稣。
And I want this very important to glorify Jesus and not ourselves.
很重要的是荣耀耶稣而不是我们自己。
Look at Acts chapter 18. Jesus said, You will receive power.When the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses.
注意在《使徒行传》一章八节这样说：但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Whose witnesses?
谁的见证人
？Jesus witnesses.
耶稣的见证人。
Have you noticed that?God gives His people the Holy Spirit so that they can be witnesses of Jesus Christ.
大家有没有注意到神将圣灵赐给他的子民让他的子民成为耶稣的见证。
Look at the words of Peter. When Peter was filled with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, he gave this speech.
我们看一下彼得圣灵充满以后他的讲道。
And I highlighted some key words in there. And I want you to know that Jesus, basically, he was telling everybody about Jesus Christ.
我在那里边有一些颜色标出的字，他我想让大家注意，他的重点是在耶稣。
And if you look carefully, the short speech of Peter, he, as he was giving this speech, this sermon, he made references to Jesus over 10 times.
当彼得做这个简短的讲道的时候，他提到耶稣的名字，十次还多。
See, the ultimate goal of the Spirit coming into the life of believers is to point people to Jesus Christ.
圣灵的最终目的住在我们信徒当中，就是要把人引向基督。
Why do we have church? Because we want people to come to church to worship Jesus.
为什么我们要来教会呢？我们是希望人到这里可以来敬拜耶稣。
To believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
来相信耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Savior of mankind.
耶稣是人类的救赎主。
It's all about Jesus.
都是耶稣。
Sometimes we like to know what kind of spiritual gift that we have.
有时候我们想知道我们有什么样的属灵恩赐。
How am I gifted?
我有什么样的恩赐呢？
What am I good at?
我善于做什么？
Why did God give us His people spiritual gifts?
为什么神要把恩赐赐给他的子民？
Is it so that we can make a lot of money and retire early?
是因为我们可以挣很多钱，早点退休吗？
That would be nice, right?
当然很好。
But no, God has given us the Holy Spirit spiritual gifts so that we can build up His church.So that we could point people to Jesus.
他给我们这样的属灵恩赐，是要我们来服侍教会，让教会成长，并且把耶稣指向，把人引向耶稣。
May God help all of us that we would humble ourselves before God in prayer.
让神来帮助我们，我们都能够在神面前谦卑自己。
That we would depend on God, really rely on God's power through prayer.
我们在祷告当中来依靠神。
And may we submit ourselves before God and allow His Spirit to control us.
让我们降服在神的面前，让他的灵来掌管我们。
So that we can experience God's mighty power in and through us.
这样我们就经历神的大能，为神所使用。
So that we can give glory to Jesus Christ.
我们将荣耀给耶稣基督。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
天父，我们感谢你，今天你对我们讲话。
We thank you for this gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们感谢主，谢谢你给我们在我们的生命里有圣灵的恩，圣灵的礼物。
Lord, we do have to admit that very often we.Have been relying on ourselves.
我们承认，在很多时候，我们依靠自己的能力。
We are not living with your power.
我们没有靠你的能力而活。
Lord, today remind us that we need to give control over to your Holy Spirit.
今天啊，你提醒我们要把我们的主权交托于你。
So that we would not live our lives for ourselves, but that we would live for Jesus Christ.
我们不再为自己而活，而为耶稣基督而活。
So that we can indeed be true light of this area and in this world.
我们可以真正的成为这边的真光。
So that we can point people to you, our Lord Jesus Christ.
可以把人引向主耶稣基督。
It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.